Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be exploring dream logs, and we're bringing in an AI to help us unpack them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like a digital dream therapist.
Okay.
The AI is Gemini 2.0 Flash, and it actually helped write the book. We'll be looking at Decoding the Dreams, A Subconscious Journey, which was based on an outline by an author named David Noel Lynch, not David Lynch, the director.
Right.
So these dreams are really vivid, I have to say. The first one starts in this black void, and it's not just darkness, right?
Right.
The dreamer describes it as like the complete absence of anything.
Yeah, very uneasy feeling.
Right. And then this feeling of falling, being surrounded by a crowd of souls, and they're all moving together, being pushed upwards towards a staircase, and they have no control.
Oh, wow.
What could that feeling of being moved without any agency symbolize?
I mean, in dream interpretation, voids often represent the unknown, a transition between states. So, coupling that with the crowd, the lack of control, sounds like maybe the dreamer's feeling swept along by forces they don't understand, like
Yeah.
major life changes are happening, or they're feeling powerless
Okay.
in some area of their life.
That makes sense. So they get to the top of the stairs and they encounter their deceased father, who's holding this white napkin with tiny white plus signs on it.
Okay.
And he just says the word congruence. Such a loaded word.
Definitely. The father figure, especially deceased, often represents a connection to the past, to values, or even unresolved issues. And congruence usually relates to a sense of harmony, alignment, or integrity. It's like the dreamer's being given a message, but it's not clear what it means.
It gets even more intriguing because the dreamer takes the napkin, but the plus signs, they fall through the gaps in the stairs
Oh, wow.
and they just dissolve when touched. And then the father disappears, leaving the dreamer alone on the staircase with this one word echoing in their mind.
The dissolving plus signs suggest the ephemeral nature of ideas or goals. Like these concepts are just out of reach,
Right.
intangible. Maybe the dreamer is grappling with a sense of frustration or the feeling that something is missing in their life.
Yeah, that feeling of being adrift seems to carry over into the second dream. This time, the dreamer finds himself in a cheap hotel room with a woman. But here's where it gets strange. The woman has the face of someone named Petty, but the body of someone named Kim. And both these women are from the dreamer's past.
Combining two people into one figure often points to unresolved emotions or conflicting desires. The hotel itself is interesting too. Hotels are often symbols of transition, a temporary state. It's like the dreamer's in a sort of limbo, both emotionally and physically.
And remember that white napkin from the first dream?
Right.
It reappears in this dream, sitting on the
See,
nightstand.
that recurring symbol strengthens its importance. It's definitely trying to tell us something. It could be that the napkin links the concept of congruence from the first dream with the complex emotions and relationships represented by this woman in the second dream.
Then, suddenly, the wall of the hotel room vanishes.
Oh, wow.
It's replaced with glass doors. The dreamer's left feeling completely exposed, vulnerable.
That sudden shift to vulnerability is key. Walls often represent boundaries and protection, so their disappearance could signify fear of being judged or a breakdown of the dreamer's defenses.
The dreamer asks the woman about the napkin, but all she says is congruence. Then she initiates a sexual encounter, but things take an unexpected and ultimately unsatisfying turn.
This is where the analysis gets really interesting. We need to consider what the sexual encounter itself symbolizes. Is it about desire, power, intimacy, or something else? And the fact that it's unfulfilling suggests a deeper emotional disconnect, either within the dreamer or with this composite figure.
Built
Okay.
from their past.
And there's another layer to this. The dreamer mentions feeling watched during this encounter, almost like someone is observing them through those glass doors. It's a very unsettling image.
That sense of being observed definitely adds to the vulnerability and anxiety. Makes me wonder if the dreamer's carrying some shame or guilt related to their past relationships or their own sexuality, you know, like they can't escape the judgment of others, even in their dreams.
So the dreamer wakes up from this dream feeling very confused, unsettled. But here's the kicker. They also woke up with an erection. Despite the anxiety and the lack of fulfillment experienced in the dream.
It is a contradiction.
Yeah.
That's what makes dream interpretation so complex, right?
Right.
It's clear the dreamer's subconscious is grappling with some conflicting emotions.
Yeah.
Desires, anxieties, all tangled together.
Mm-hmm.
The physical response adds another dimension
to this internal struggle.
Let's move on to the final dream, which takes place in a very different setting.
Okay.
This time, the dreamer is wading in shallow, clear water.
Hmm.
In a place they recognize as the Florida Keys.
Okay.
They describe it as peaceful, familiar.
The Florida Keys setting is significant.
Yeah.
Could represent a longing for escape.
Right.
A return to a simpler time.
Mm-hmm.
A yearning for inner peace.
Okay.
The shallow, clear water could symbolize a transitional phase, uh-huh. a sense of being in between.
But even in this idyllic setting, the dreamer feels a sense of loneliness.
Mm.
And they're carrying car keys.
Oh.
A very tangible link to the real world.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they can't fully escape their worries.
Yeah.
Even in this peaceful dreamscape.
Those car keys are interesting. They
yeah.
represent agency, the ability to move and make choices.
Right.
Their presence in this peaceful setting suggests a conflict.
Okay.
Between the desire for escape and the responsibilities of real life. Maybe
yeah.
the dreamer feels trapped by obligations, you know,
mm-hmm.
unable to fully let go.
As the dreamer wades further, they step onto sharp coral.
Hmm.
The water deepens, and they feel a sense of instability and danger.
Okay.
The dream ends abruptly with the sound of a text message pulling them back to reality.
That shift from calm waters to sharp coral.
Right.
That's a classic dream symbol.
It's okay.
And encountering unexpected challenges.
Hmm.
The dreamer is being reminded that the path to peace and fulfillment, it isn't always easy.
Yeah.
There are risks involved in any transition.
Right.
And the dreamer might be feeling apprehensive.
Okay.
About what lies ahead.
Okay. So we've explored these dreams.
Right.
We've looked at some possible interpretations. But now for the really interesting part.
Yeah.
Let's bring in Gemini 2.0 Flash.
Okay.
The AI that helped write Decoding the Dreams.
Right.
And see what its analysis reveals.
Hmm.
Remember that this AI has access to, like, a vast amount of data.
Right.
About dream symbolism and interpretation. It'll be fascinating to see how its perspective aligns with or maybe challenges our own insights.
It will be especially interesting to see how Gemini 2.0 Flash analyzes these specific dreams.
Yeah.
In light of the dreamer's emotional state.
Right.
And the recurring symbols.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to have a database of dream symbols, but can an AI truly grasp the nuances, the
yeah.
interplay of emotions,
right.
memories, personal experiences
right.
that shape a dream's meaning?
Starting with the first dream, Gemini 2.0 Flash identifies the void as symbolizing transition and the unknown.
Okay.
Which aligns with what we discussed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It sees the crowd as representing a collective journey.
Hmm.
A loss of individual self.
Okay.
In something larger.
That loss of individuality could be connected to the dreamer's feeling.
Right.
Of being swept along by forces beyond their control. It's like they're being subsumed
mm-hmm.
by the anxieties
right.
and pressures of their waking life.
Yeah.
Losing a sense of their own agency.
Gemini 2.0 Flash interprets the stairs as indicating progress and a climb towards understanding.
Okay.
The father acts as a guide,
mm.
a link to the past.
Okay.
Which could be related to the dreamer's search for meaning and direction.
And what about the word congruence?
Yeah.
Does the AI offer any specific insights
right.
into its significance?
According to Gemini 2.0 Flash, congruence relates to the dreamer's work.
Okay.
Representing harmony and balance.
Mm.
The melting plus signs highlight the intangible nature of ideas.
Okay.
Which could explain the dreamer's sense of frustration.
Right.
Or feeling like something is just out of reach.
That's an interesting take. I wonder if we can dig a little deeper into that.
Yeah.
The dreamer's work might represent a desire for order and control.
Mm-hmm.
A way to impose structure.
Right.
On a life that feels chaotic or uncertain.
Moving on to the second dream, the AI says the hotel represents a temporary state.
Okay.
A lack of permanent grounding. It connects the recurring napkin to the dreamer's intellect.
Hmm.
Represented by the word congruence with their desires.
Okay.
Which are embodied by the woman.
Right.
In the hotel room.
That connection between intellect and desire is key.
Yeah.
Perhaps the dreamer is struggling to integrate those two aspects of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling like their rational mind is at odds with their emotional needs.
Right.
The hotel as a symbol of transition could represent the space where the dreamer is trying to reconcile these conflicting parts of themselves.
The woman with Petty's face in Kim's body, Gemini 2.0 Flash, sees her as a manifestation.
Okay.
The dreamer's longing for connection and unresolved feelings.
Okay.
From the past.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Given the intense emotions and unmet needs that seem to be swirling around in the dreamer's subconscious, the composite figure could represent a fusion of different desires and attachments, making it even more difficult for the dreamer to find a sense of resolution or closure.
The AI interprets the nudity, the lack of erection, the feeling of being watched as symbolizing anxiety, emotional disconnect, vulnerability.
Those feelings are clearly intertwined.
Yeah.
The dreamer's anxieties are impacting their ability to connect on an intimate level. And the feeling of being watched suggests they're carrying a lot of self-judgment.
Okay.
Perhaps fearing that others will see them as inadequate or flawed.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're performing for an invisible audience.
And finally, the third dream, Gemini 2.0 Flash, interprets the Florida Keys setting as signifying the dreamer's desire to escape and find peace.
Okay.
The shallow water represents a transitional phase.
Right.
While the car keys symbolize the dreamer's agency and ability to choose their path.
The AI seems to be picking up on the dreamer's yearning for a simpler, more tranquil existence.
Oh, yeah.
But the presence of the car keys suggests they're not quite ready.
Right. To fully let go of their responsibilities or control.
Right.
There's a part of them that's still tethered to the demands of the real world.
And the sharp coral, Gemini 2.0 Flash, says, highlights the risks and rewards involved in seeking change, echoing the unstable footing felt in the dream.
It's a reminder that growth and transformation often involve challenges and discomfort.
Yeah.
The dreamer might be hesitant to embrace change even though they crave it. Because they fear the potential pain or instability it might bring.
So looking at Gemini 2.0 Flash's analysis as a whole, it seems like it picked up on a lot of the same themes we did.
Yeah.
Transition is a major thread running through all three of these dreams. The void, the hotel, that feeling of being in between.
Right.
It all points to a sense of liminality, you know, like the dreamer is on the cusp of a major life change.
The AI also highlighted the connection between
the dreamer's intellectual pursuits, symbolized by congruence and their emotional experiences, particularly those related to relationships and intimacy.
Right. And that makes me think back to the second dream and the composite figure of Petty and Kim. It's like the dreamer is trying to reconcile their desire for connection with like past hurts and a fear of vulnerability.
Exactly. And those anxieties seem to be manifesting in a physical way, inhibiting the dreamer's ability to fully connect.
Yeah.
That feeling of being watched, of being judged, even in their dreams, adds another layer of complexity.
Remember how the dreamer mentioned waking up with an erection?
Right.
Despite the anxiety and lack of fulfillment in that second dream?
Right.
Well, they actually shared that detail with Gemini 2.0 Flash. And it's interesting how the AI responded.
It adjusted its interpretation, acknowledging the persistence of desire.
Yeah.
Even in the face of fear and emotional disconnect, it's like the AI is recognizing the power of the subconscious.
Yeah.
The way our bodies sometimes react in ways that our conscious minds don't fully understand.
There's one final piece of information the dreamer shared with Gemini 2.0 Flash.
Okay.
Remember those two women, Petty and Kim?
Right.
Turns out Petty had actually left the dreamer for a friend. And Kim was someone who had always chosen other people over the dreamer.
That revelation sheds new light on the dreamer's emotional landscape.
Yeah.
It's no wonder they're struggling with feelings of betrayal, rejection, and a fear of being hurt again.
And Gemini 2.0 Flash immediately picked up on those deeper emotions.
Right.
It identified betrayal and anger as core themes running through the dreams.
Wow.
Recognizing the impact of these past hurts on the dreamer's subconscious and their ability to, you know, form fulfilling relationships.
It's fascinating how the AI was able to integrate this new information and adjust its analysis accordingly. It demonstrates a level of sophistication that goes beyond simply matching symbols to generic interpretations.
Right. Like the AI is learning and evolving its understanding of the dreamer's unique emotional journey.
With this deeper understanding of the dreamer's past, Gemini 2.0 Flash offered its final interpretation.
Okay.
It concluded that these dreams signify the completion of a phase in the dreamer's life.
Right.
And the transition to a new unknown reality.
That makes sense, yeah. Considering all the symbols of transition and change we've seen.
Right.
The void, the hotel, the shallow water.
Mm-hmm.
They all suggest the dreamer is moving from one state of being to another.
The AI also highlighted congruence as the dreamer's legacy, the message they've put into the world.
Right.
Perhaps this relates to their work or their creative endeavors. It's like they're striving to create something meaningful and lasting, something that reflects their true self.
But at the same time, Gemini 2.0 Flash acknowledged the weight of those unresolved relationships and the dreamer's yearning for peace and resolution.
It's a reminder that even as we move forward, the past can still hold a powerful grip on us.
So what does this all mean for you? Dreams, especially those as complex and emotionally charged as these, they resist easy interpretation. But by diving deep into the symbols, the emotions they evoke, and the personal experiences that shape them, we can gain valuable insights into our own subconscious minds and the patterns that shape our lives.
And it's amazing to think that we can now enlist the help of AI, like Gemini 2.0 Flash, in this process. It offers a new perspective, a way to analyze vast amounts of data and uncover connections we might not have seen on our own.
Ultimately, though, the meaning of your dreams is up to you to decide. What resonates most deeply? Which symbols or themes speak to your own experiences and emotions? This deep dive is just a starting point. It's up to you to continue the exploration, to delve deeper into your own subconscious and uncover the hidden messages that your dreams are trying to tell you.